各位菩萨早安。
Good morning, everybody.
你们喜欢今天的题目吗？
喜欢。Do you like today's subject title?
法华经寻宝趣。
We're going to find a treasure in Lotus Sutra.
我应该这样说，今天其实上本来不是我的，本来不是我讲经的，因为有个菩萨突然不行了，那就不能来了，所以就有这样的因缘哈，来跟大家再讲一下法华经。
Actually, by original schedule today, and I was not be the one giving lecture, but the Dharma teacher couldn't make it. That's why here I am.
我想我前面讲了很多关于《法华经》的东西。《法华经》最殊胜是它是三圣归一圣嘛，哈，唯一佛圣。而且《法华经》里面谈到了非常多的打破了时间跟空间的这样一个非常重要的观念。
Lotus Sutra is very special. The main principle is unite three vehicles into one. That's one. And then also, and totally break through our concept of a time and space.
那法华经也是告诉我们，众生都有佛性，都是可以成佛的这样的一部经。所以这部经其实是我自己平常日常的时候修行的一部经。
And also in Lotus Sutra told us, and all sentient beings and can achieve a Buddhahood. And that's why this is this Lotus Sutra is also what I use for daily practice.
好 ,are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 好我们开始。好哦好我们一起一起先合掌好我们来三称释迦牟尼佛之后念开经句。好。
Join palm, please.
南无本师释迦牟尼佛南无本师释迦牟尼佛南无本师释迦牟尼佛无上甚深微妙法百千万劫难遭遇我今见闻得受持愿解如来真实义
Homage to the original master Shakyamuni Buddha
Homage to the original master Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the original master Shakyamuni Buddha. The unsurpassed, profound, and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meanings of Tathagata. 好，谢谢，请放掌。
Thank you.
好我来谈一下汉传佛教我想我们大家都知道吧我们花果山传的是汉传佛教对吗好我们来参一下汉传佛教的历史
First of all I want to talk about Chinese Buddhism As we all know in Damajuan Mountain and we promote Chinese Buddhism So first of all we want to talk about the Chinese Buddhism
好佛教从天竺或者西域传到中国大概就是在东汉明帝左右那时候传进来好是那个时候传进来的
Buddhism came to China is about in Dong Han Dynasty
好然后呢差不多经过在中间大概都差不多有400年西元前206年到西元后220年大概有400年左右进入中国一个叫做南北朝一个非常不能说混乱而是战争非常多的一个时代叫魏晋南北朝那个时候呢透过了一些通路所以慢慢的西域的一些高僧就进入中国了然后呢也带来了一些高僧之后中国开始来翻译经典
So from Dong Han and to the next 魏晋 Southern and Northern Dynasty that's about 400 years soAnd so in Dong Han is from 206 BC or BCE and to 220 AD or CE and then to that period of time in this South and North dynasty it's kind of in the turmoil era because there's a lot of war and then people's mind is and always afraid and feel unsafe and uneasy and also through that time a lot of passage open so a lot of great monk from the western region and start come to China
那个时候很有名的叫梁武帝我想大家听过吧南北朝的梁武帝那个时候就有一个非常有名的人叫达摩 当我祖师那时候就来到了中国。
So, at that time, there's one famous figure is, Emperor Liang, and then also an Emperor Liang and is, Bodhidharma and came to China.
好。慢慢慢慢的佛教传入中国之后呢，就形成一个非常特殊的现象，叫石窟的现象。石窟。石窟这边我们特别谈到云冈石窟。云冈的莫高窟，莫高石窟在那个时候非常的有名，就开始慢慢被开凿出来，一直到隋代的时候，隋朝开始更多的皇帝他们信佛之后，佛教就开始在中国大兴起来。
So at that time, and those great monks and came in from the western region, and also another culture, and is there's a lot of stone cave is being carved and it's been open or dig. So and that's a part of the culture at that time. And then more and more and people start believing in Buddhism, and even the emperor and start believing in Buddhism. So the Buddhism is start to really blossom in China.
好。隋朝到唐朝，甚至唐朝往下到宋朝当中，这是佛教，尤其是汉传佛教在中国，在东唐这样非常的兴盛。那个时候呢，就发展非常重要的是石窟的现象，石窟艺术。所以这个佛教的艺术其实不只是石窟，应该说还有很多的绘画，好，谈到很多跟佛教有关的艺术。那那时候特别一个叫做云冈的石窟，就是石窟的艺术出现了。
So, and during that time, Buddhism is really blossoming, and, from Tang Dynasty to Song Dynasty. And, there's a lot of arts related to Buddhism, like the stone cave, like the painting, is all related to Buddhism.
甚至在唐朝，大家很知道很有名的就是玄奘。玄奘往西走嘛，齁，去到天竺。去取经嘛，哈，所以那个时候算是一个非常重要的事情。他也透过这个西域的这一趟路线，来到天竺去取经。
And another famous master, Xuan Zhuang, and he has a journey to the west region, and to Tianzhu, and now is India. So he went there to learn Buddhism and bring back a lot of Buddha's sutra and scripture. And he was using this passage to the west and to go to India.
那在唐朝的时候，你看各个大圣的各个宗派开始成立的，比如说天台啊、华严啊，跟很多很多宗派就开始成立起来了。所以在唐朝那个时候，汉传佛教在中国非常的兴盛。那也因为说更多人他们懂得字，像之前汉代的时候，在南北朝那个时候，因为征战很多，所以那个时候读书人并不多，他们对字不了解。所以很多的像佛经传进来的时候，他们根本没办法了解。可是后来到了隋代、唐朝的时候，更多人懂得读书了之后，他们可以读懂经典。所以那时候佛教为什么会有红传那么快，也因为很多人去读书了，很读经。
So in the Tang Dynasty, Buddhism is blooming, and then so all different sects and then start to forming during that time. For example, Tiantai and Avatamsaka sect.The other reason is back in North and South Dynasty, because during the wartime, people is not be able to and have a opportunity to study and to learn and to become literate. And so that's why Buddhism was not that widespread during that time. And then later on in Sui Dynasty, and people, it's more stable and people be able to study, to learn.And then so, and during that time, and people start to understand Buddhism and be able to read about sutra. And then later on in Tang Dynasty, it becomes such a blossom time.
到了宋朝之后，这个佛法更兴盛，所以他们结集的翻译的经典，就形成所谓的大藏经。宋朝就有什么宋基藏啊，非常非常的大藏经，藏经现在有各式各样的大藏经，就开始被结集出来，甚至于对出家人的管理更严格，有一个叫鸿胪寺，有个这样的设一个单位，专门在管理出家人，所以出家人必须有度牒，就是你 ordain 之后，你受戒之后，必须有一个东西叫度牒，甚至于我们知道在禅宗非常有名的石牛图，在那个时候也出现了。
So later on, and after Tang Dynasty to Song Dynasty, and Buddhism become very mature in China, and in that time, Chinese Buddhist canon in its form, it's organized, and then also there was a monastery called Honglu Shi. It's become official kind of a place and to charge in all the monastic people. And at that time, and they give this thing called dudie. Actually, it's similar to ID card to all the monastic people. So if you, after you're ordained, you have to have this official certificate and to identify you are monastic.
现在我们也有度牒，我们出家人都有度牒的。
Even now, we still have a 度牒。
OK， 好，其实从元朝之后，宋元明清，在民国到现在，其实佛法在中国其实一直是红传的。
And after Song Dynasty to 元明and Qing Dynasty, and even now, and the Buddhism still is widespread in China.
我要回来谈谈为什么那个时候佛法会在中国被红传起来。
I want to come back and why and Buddhism is widespread during that time.
我刚刚谈到说，在这个南北朝，汉朝在南北朝这个时候，其实因为很多小国分立嘛，哈，所以政治非常的不安定。所以当时的主要就是儒家跟道家，儒道这两个东西，这两家呢，对于当下的人心没有办法受到安抚，所以那时候是人心惶惶，对儒家跟道家方没有办法完全安抚，这是一个理由。第二个理由是西域的高僧慢慢到进到中国了，这是第二个把佛法带进来了。再来就是尤其是南北朝那个时候有非常多的主事者统治者，他本身学佛，他一开始学佛用佛法来治理国政之后，那传传下面的时候大臣百姓们就慢慢开始学佛，所以那样的因缘让佛法传进中国之后在中国红传起来。
Hello. Okay. The reason the Buddhism was widespread and start in southern and northern dynasty because during that time is during the war time, and there's a lot of small countries forming, and they trying to fight to become the mainstream. So and the time is unstable, and then people's mind is unstable, and they feel very unsafe and unease. So And at that time, and China already have a Confucianism and Taoism, but because those two ideologies, and they cannot bring people safe and stable and feel calm. So at that time, this new ideology, which is Buddhism, came into China. And then this new ideology, and then people is seizing the opportunity to enter. And then gradually it become the mainstream and fit in people's inclination. And also at that time, there's a lot of great monks and came from the Western region. And then they are very eager to spread Buddhism. And also at that time, and some emperor and then government official, and they start believing Buddhism. They think it's wonderful, and they use that Buddhism and the method and to in charge the country and to and comfort people's mind and people's need. So and then that's why and gradually and Buddhism become widespread and then start and blooming and start from that time.
好，往下我开始给另外一个题目，叫做经变图。
Next, and this is an interesting subject, is called sutra painting.
好，经变图特别是在汉传佛教里头，它是用画画的方法来解释佛经里面的思想。
Sutra painting, especially in Chinese Buddhism, and they use painting as a way to explain the sutras.
这个经变图呢，它必须画的是佛经里面有剧情的部分的那个东西叫做经变。
Sutra painting has to be and paint about there's a story in the sutras.
什么人画？基本上是有一些出家人他们去画， 或是呢，比如说我是一个有钱人，然后呢，比如说很多人他经过一段，比如说他，我们应该讲说经过河西走廊这段路，到西域去做生意，可是你好像那到外面的时候，你发现那个此去一路茫茫，其实对生命是没有办法有一个安定的，所以他们透过佛法的方式，希望能够安定人心。所以那个时候呢，有些有钱人，他们就会请画家去画佛像。所以什么样画，就是把佛经的那种解释给他听。所以透过这个画家他的了解所画出来的佛经的内容。所以你要知道说，这样的话真的对佛经内容可能会有一点点出入，或是说他把某一部分放大，某一部分缩小，我应该这样讲。 OK。
During that time, why this is become popular? And during that time, and the Western passage and start open up, and people and go to the West and go through Hexi corridor and to do the business and trading. And but still, this is unknown territory. People will be so afraid to go into some unknown territory. So therefore, some monastic people and also and some rich people.And they may hire a painter or the painter themselves. And they are using the story in the sutra and painting in places. And so people can see it and to calm people's mind. And so people will feel ease. Of course, maybe there's some deviation from the original sutra.
Okay, 好，那我们来先可以给大家看一张。这张是讲《阿弥陀经》里面讲到《阿弥陀经》在西方极乐世界里面有很多鸟嘛，齁，白鹤、孔雀、鹦鹉、舍利、嘉陵频伽、共鸣之鸟，在那边出和雅音，让大家的念什么？念佛、念法、念僧。我想你《阿弥陀经》已经了解嘛，对吗？ OK。
So first, we're gonna see sutra painting is in Amitabha Sutra. Sutra says, in this land, there are birds of all sort of wondrous variegated colors.And like white crane, pika, parrot, sari, kalavinka, and javaka. All these birds bring forth harmonious sounds day and night. So you can actually see this white crane.
我要跟大家讲那个在哪里。
Okay, so.
好，你看这一尊就是阿弥陀佛。Do you see?
In the center is Amitabha Buddha.
Okay, 好，再来就是白鹤
White crane.
孔雀
Pika.
Sorry. 然后呢，来鹦鹉
Parrot.
然后呢，舍利
Sari.
嘉陵频伽
Kalavinka.
共命鸟，你看双头
Javajavaka.
看到吗
Two head.
好
，one bird, two head。
哇，那你可以看到下面这个地方，你看这边有一尊小小的佛像，其实很小啦，小子佛像旁边有很多大菩萨，然后旁边有很多很多的菩萨，这个菩萨头上有那个背光了，是代表修行的大菩萨们。然后旁边这边还有一些其他的修行的人，这个描绘的就是西方极乐世界的状态。
So, under Amitabha Buddha, and there's also a Buddha.Yeah, it's very small, opposing to that, and there's a lot of Mahasavas. You can actually see they have a halo. So also on the further, there's also Bodhisattvas. And this is the whole picture is described the Western Pure Land.
你可以看到这些鸟，其实他们是。到这个地方，你看到吗？在这个西方极乐世界里面，在这边飞来飞去的。
And also, you can see the bird actually is flying all over the Western Pure Land.
你说哈，法师，原来镜面图是要这样子看，他是真的要这样看的。
So now you understand how do you read this sutra painting?
OK, 好，所以你就看这张，我觉得这张画哈，这张其实应该不是太早的画。可能应该是唐朝以后，因为它的颜色多色多彩色 colorful 的颜色大概是唐朝以后，可是这样就是代表那个佛经里面的情节。
So this is actually a more recent and probably after Tang Dynasty. And you can see the color is more vibrant, more bright. But regardless, the content of the painting is all described about Amitabha Sutra.
所以它就是一张经变图。
So this is the sutra painting.
好，下面呢，我们来看呢，讲到河西走廊。这个我想对我们中国人来说，其实应该是很熟悉的名称，可对西方这种，我不知道。
So next we're going to talk about Hexi Corridor. This is very famous and to Chinese people. I don't know and people in the West and familiar about this passage.
好，下面这张图哈，这个白色的部分是现在中国的地域图哈，对版图。然后这是中国，然后这边就是西域，这是天竺，也就是印度。
This map is a contemporary current China's map. So the red part, excuse me, on the west and on the top is the western regions and on the bottom is India.
好，那中间这个红的部分就是河西走廊，我们把它放大，就是这个样子。
So the red in the center is this Hexi Corridor. So this is an enlarged picture.
它是主要在什么？在现在的甘肃省，甘肃哈。我想我们读过的时候，河西走廊一定有四个主要城市，叫做武威、张掖、酒泉、敦煌。你还有印象吗？对，就是在河西走廊四个大城市。
So this corridor is in Gansu province, and back in there's four very famous city in this Hexi Zoulang. Hexi corridor is Wuwei, Jiuquan,
Zhangyi,
and Dunhuang.
Okay, 好，所以我用这个箭头表示说，从中国要来到天竺或者到西域，它必须会经过这个河西走廊到西域到天竺。甚至从天竺回来也是一样，会经过这个地方，然后进到中国的中心的地方，甚至到长安。
The reason I point out, if China going to go to Western region, and people from the Western region want to go into China, and they all going to go through this passage, this Hexi Corridor.
好，那现在我这边有两个红的圈圈，代表是在敦煌的南边这边有一个石窟叫做莫高窟。另外在甘肃省另外一个地方叫做天水的旁边有一个叫麦积山，也是石窟，是中国四大石窟的两个石窟都在甘肃省。
So in the red circle, and on the left is called Mo Gao Cave, and then on the right is
麦积山。
麦积 Cave. So this is two out of the four famous cave in China. Two of them is in Gansu province.
好，这两个石窟哈，位在甘肃省，但是他们两个应该说它的岩石组成不太一样。在莫高窟这个地方，等一下我们来前谈到好了。莫高窟这个地方呢，它的石头成分并不是非常坚硬，所以那个地方呢，大部分都是以画像为主，但是对。这个麦积山这个话，大部分就石头比较坚硬，所以就是石刻的东西比较多。
So the rock formation for these two caves actually is different. So on the left, that Mo Gao Ku, and the rock is softer. So and the majority artifacts in the cave is painting. So but on the contrary, in 麦积山 the rock is stronger. It's tougher, it's harder. So, and the majority artifacts is stone carving.
好，我要问你们去过石窟的不要紧举手。
Have you ever been to those stone caves?
好，那你们等一下你们可以来帮我补充一下。好，那我给大家看一张唐朝的时候的地图，那是玄奘哈，玄奘他西行到天竺的那兰陀大学去读书了哈，顺便是取经。那你可以看到，他从中国的长安出去，对不对？长安经过河西走廊，从敦煌然后往上走，高昌、库兹，一直到做，然后这样来到天竺，走了一趟那兰陀大学嘛哈，天竺走了一趟之后，还是透过这个河西走廊回到长安。哎，所以可以知道说，在这个地方，敦煌其实是一个非常重要的中继站。
So this is the map in Tang Dynasty, and this is the trace and where Master Xuanzang and went to the journey went to the west. You can see and from the right he start from Chang'an, the capital, and then followed the red line all the way to India to Nananda University. That's where he studied Buddhism, and then and trace back and then coming back to China, Chang'an, the capital. So in the red circle in here in Dunhuang, Dunhuang actually he passed twice, going there and coming back. So Dunhuang is a very, very important place.
好，那我们来看一下，我们接下来晚上介绍这个敦煌这个地方，我们来谈一下莫高窟。
So now we're going to talk about this Mogao Cave in Dunhuang.
好，莫高窟也称为千佛洞，它非常的长哈，它很长。然后呢，你看哦，它这样子一层一层一层层，最多的地方可以到五层五层楼。
So, Mogao Cave or Grotto, and also a called Thousand Buddhas Cave. So you can see and this cave and all the way here, and then also the tallest is probably 5 stories.
好，那我刚才谈到说这个地方因为石头本身比较松软嘛，哈，它没办法去石刻，所以它是画像。那在知道就是说在隋朝以前的时候，那个画像大部分都画什么？佛的本身故事啊，因果故事啊。从隋之后，佛法传进了中国之后，开始就画很多很多的经变，就是佛经里面的内容。
So because the rock formation is softer here, so the majority artifacts is a painting. So before the Sui dynasty, and the painting is all about Buddha's his own story or his story of a course and conditions. But after Sui dynasty, and there's more painting about the story in the sutras.
好，那所有的石窟他们都有一个特色，他们就把每一个洞给他一个编号，比如说在莫高石窟这个地方，这有一个非常大的这个洞，我们称为窟，哈，窟，这个窟我们称为96窟，它是七层楼高，这个称为北大象窟，这个大窟里面呢，有一尊非常大的佛像叫弥勒佛。
So each cave and or each grottos and they have a very special characteristics. So they all are named differently. So and this particular one and inside is about seven story high. And inside and there is a huge and Maitreya Buddha's statue in there.
Okay, 好。所以我想刚才菩萨已经很感动在点头了，你去过的感觉跟现在法师在讲东西会连接嘛，哈，哎，那是记忆耶，那是假的哈。OK， 好，来往下我们来谈一下在莫高石窟里面我们随便给一张经变。
So later on, well now we talk about, give an example and about the, sutra painting in Mogao Cave.
好，这个是在第296窟里面画什么？这基本上你可以看画像分成三层，一层、两层、三层。上面这层你看一下，这是骆驼，你看到没有？驼峰吗？看到吗？骆驼，你看到吗？哦，骆驼呢？他把西域的东西带来，然后在这边呢，这个中继站，这些畜生们在那边吃草啊，休息呀、啊，你看到吗？好、哦，你看到吗
？Okay, so this sutra painting is in cave 296. And this is actually multiple levels. On the top level, you can see and there's a camel. You can see there's a pig on the animal, camels. And camels are coming from west. And you can see and they are resting and eating some hays and maybe drinking some waters. And then people are resting.
好，第二层是画什么？大部分都是画马或是驴啊。然后把我们中国的丝绸，那个时候很有名养蚕养丝嘛，丝绸，所以是布匹呀、啊，布匹就带出去了。所以你看这边看到驮的是布匹。
So the second level and most likely it's a horse and donkeys and on their back and they have this stack and probably it's a silk and some clothing material and this is from China and going to west.
好，这神画什么？画很多的天人，地方是哈，飞天，飞天在天上飞。那飞天的部分基本上就跟 佛教有关系了。
And the bottom level, you see, there's devas and flying, and so this is the stories in the sutras.
很有趣吧？你看了这样子一张非常非常有趣，对不对？你可以看他说，哇，那个时候就开始在描绘那个时候的生活状态，包括我们的经商的往来，包括他们对佛经东西就开始透过这个壁画描绘出来了。
Isn't that interesting? Even back then, this early of a time, and they start describe the story in the sutra and about and their current time is activity in the trading and from China to West and from the West to China.
我不晓得，我看到这一段我就很感动，为什么？因为好像我们跟几百几千年的连上了，不管是时空、时间跟空间，包括我们读经文都跟那个时候连上关系了。
Isn't this an amazing picture? And when I look at this picture, actually I'm deeply moved. So, and from this time, we can actually, and through the space and time, connect to the back then, time back then, and the stories in the sutra, and it's all connected.
好，那我们来看《华华经》了。打开《华华经》的藏宝图。
Okay, now we're going to open the treasure map in the Lotus Sutra.
好，这是其中的一张，我们叫雨中耕作图。
This is one of the example in the Lotus Sutra, is doing the cultivation in the field in the rain.
好，等一下我们会讲这张。我不晓得你现在脑筋里面想到好华经的哪一品，我不知道，但是这个就是其中的一品的，应该在这边实际上是两品。两品华经内容在这个图里面。
I don't know from this picture you can actually recall what chapter of in Lotus Sutra, but this painting actually contains two chapters in Lotus Sutra.
Okay, 好，那我们来看华华经被翻译成汉文，就是翻译成中文，所以透过师父的那个绝妙书法是不是有6次？其实上后来发现其实不止，至少在被有记录之前。在三国的时候有一个在家众叫知谦，他翻译的部分的华华经名字叫做佛与三车换经的这一部经被出现。因为华华经在中国讲的时候是经过8年嘛，我想大家知道佛入灭前8年讲华华经，他其实讲了非常非常长时间，所以他是部分被翻译出来，说是部分被翻译出来的时候集结成一部分，这部叫佛与三车换经。那这部经现在也不在了。那现在我们最常看到了，我想大家就知道鸠摩罗什的所谓妙法莲华经是7卷的这一卷。
Buddha's expounding Lotus Sutra for 8 years, and so there's a lot of translation and then come to China. And the earliest is in Sanguo, that period of time, and a lay person called Zichen, and he translated one sutra. It's called Buddha used a 3-card to call sutra. This is a very literal translation. But that's already lost. And now it's the most popular translator, Lotus Sutra, is in Yao Qing in 406 AD and translated by Master Kumarajiva.
好，那我们来看我一张非常棒的，这张很细小，对，但是 OK， 你要赞叹，因为什么？因为在讲莫高窟里面的华华经变。好，特别谈到莫高窟里面的华华经变。
This is a chart and it's very tiny, and but this is really amazing. And this is in the Mo Gao Cave, and then talk about Lotus Sutra, the Sutra painting about the Lotus Sutra.
他们有统计说，在这个莫高窟里面，大部分的经变，华华经大概占了1/5 to 1/6，这么多，这么多。
So among all the painting in Mo Gao Cave, and Lotus Sutra's painting is about the total painting, 1/5 of the total painting.
这边这个数目是代表那个窟的编号，窟的编号哈。
The third column means the number, the number. Cave number.
Okay. 好，那这边我再统计一下，大概有这个地方哈，这个地方大概300多，我想应该不止，还有很多没有被发现的。好，那他们是根据什么？根据不同的时候的人的画的画风的方法， 来判定说这是属于，比如属于这隋代的，属于唐朝的，属于五代，属于宋代。但实际上有的界限并不那么清楚。嘿，那有的窟呢被画了之后，假如说它被毁坏之后，才会有人重新再画上去。所以它大概窟的编号是这样子编的。
So on the very last column, it's about 301 caves and that has a sutra painting about Lotus Sutra. But then again, and there's no clear indication about all the about all the time, because and they roughly based on the style, the color, and then they maybe they say this is belong to Sui Dynasty, this belong to Tang Dynasty, and some of them even been destroyed and people repaint on top of the existing one. So and there's no very clear indication about when the painting was done. So roughly about 301 caves.
好，我们可以看到在唐朝的时候，中唐跟晚唐的时候，华经的经变大量的出现。
So and among these two columns, this is during the Tang Dynasty, and in the Tang Dynasty, more flourishing time, and then the later time, and there's a huge number of a cave and then being found out, and it's during that time.
然后最常出现是什么？建宝塔品。建宝塔品大家知道它的特色是什么？多宝佛出来，对不对？然后两尊佛并坐，这是从来没有在其他的经典上看到的，所以这个双佛并坐常常出现，所以出现是最多。
So especially chapter 11, the vision of a jewel stupa. So in that particular chapter, and there's about 30 some caves and has this kind of story. The story in the sutra means, and there's many jewels and Buddhas appear and well up from the land. And then there's two Buddhas and sitting together. And you don't see there's two Buddhas sitting together next to each other in any other sutra, only in Lotus Sutra in this chapter 11.
Okay. 好，甚至另外像什么续品，刚开始的时候那个法华法会的精彩的状态也会常被描述，还有譬喻品啊、信解品。好，等一下我们就根据这样的书的最多出现的时候，我来给大家看了几张经片图。
Also, and there's a lot and talk about the introduction, when Buddha's expounding the Lotus Sutra and, many, bodhisattvas and, devas and was listening the sutra. And also, another chapter, a parable, and also another chapter, belief and understanding. And these has a lot, amount of caves and describe those, chapters. So I'm gonna follow that and, to explain.
好，那现在呢？现在我们没有办法直接去看那个图哦，知道那个佛经的故事。所以我现在我逆向操作，我会先讲一点那个佛经的内容，之后我们回来来看经面图，就比较容易了解。
First of all, let me introduce you briefly about the chapter content. So, and before we see the painting, so you have a more understanding.
好，那我们先来看这个建宝塔品。他刚开始的是什么？就说世尊啊，释迦牟尼佛在灵鹫山讲《法华经》的时候，就发现从地涌出一个七宝塔，然后七宝塔当中呢，传出声音说：“赞叹佛，所以你说的《法华经》是真实的，是真实的。”
So let's see chapter 11, vision of the jewel stupa. And when that time Buddha is expounding lotus in Vulture Peak, and a stupa well up out of the earth.And stood in empty space, adorned with all kinds of jewel object. At that time, a loud voice issued from the stupa and speaking in praise, saying, Shakyamuni, War Honor One, that all you said is true and real.
好，那再来就是讲说，这是谁？这就是已经灭度了多宝佛。他曾经在行菩萨道就发大愿说，我成佛，然后我灭度之后。十方的佛国净土有开始讲《法华经》的地方的时候，我会带着我的塔庙一起涌现出来去听经，然后来赞叹，证明说对的，对的，你说的是对的。
So when this Buddha was practicing the Bodhisattva path, and he made a great vow and saying, and after I had become a Buddha and passed into extinction, In any of the ten direction land where the Dharma Flower Sutra is being spoken, my stupa shall appear there, that I may hear the sutras and certify it, and praising it, and saying, good indeed, good indeed.
好，我想有这样的一个背光之后，我们可以来看，好，这个是在云冈石窟，这是云冈石窟嘛，哈。我们刚刚讲的是敦煌，云冈是另外一个石窟，等一下我再跟大家介绍云冈石窟。云冈石窟那个地方，我讲说它那个地方是石头比较坚硬，所以它那个地方也是以石刻为主。好，在十一窟这边你可以看到，这边呢有一个多宝佛塔出现。好，你看到这是佛，然后呢双佛并坐，你看到吗？所以这样子，这个尤其看到双佛并坐，这边讲基本上讲就是《法华经》，而且是多宝佛从地涌出来，从地下。
So this is from Yungang Stone Cave. The rock formation is harder. That's why a major is a stone carving. And so you can see this shrine, and you can see it's stupa. And on the third level, and the Buddha's is right there. And then the level lower down is two Buddhas sitting next to each other. And this is coming from the earth and well up. So this is a Lotus Sutra.
好，另外一个是你看，也是石窟哈，它中间有人画什么？画佛像嘛，然后就是佛塔，然后叫双佛，你看到吗？看到双佛并坐。这个就在描绘这个多宝佛塔。
So also the next one, you see Buddhas in the middle, and then next to they all have a stupa, and inside the stupa, they all have two Buddhas sitting next to each other.
好，这是石刻嘛？好，我介绍云冈石窟。云冈石窟，你们有去过云冈石窟吗？有啊。OK， 好。云冈石窟这它的外观是这个样子，它就是石。沿着山的石壁嘛，哈，刻的。然后里面在石刻里面，我们还可以看到有一张这样双佛并坐，你看双佛并坐，非常非常多的佛像。然后这边呢有一尊交脚弥勒佛，你可以看出来吗？这个交脚的基本上都是弥勒菩萨，嘿，所以要懂这个东西的。OK， 所以这边是有佛像，所以其实这是一个石窟，也在描述《法华经》。
So This is in Yungang stone cave, stone grotto. And you can see in the outside. This is the outside. And this is a stone wall and has two Buddhas in the center and next to each other. And there's a lot of Buddha statue around it. And then also on top, you see all the two Buddhas sitting next to each other. And on the top, you see this a particular statue, and the leg is crossed. This is Bodhisattva Maitreya. This is Maitreya Buddha. And the very special indication is the crossed leg. And so that indicates Maitreya Buddha.
你可以看到佛，这是说法印呢，佛在说法，说法印。
And also they all have this mudra that expounding the Dharma.
很有趣哈、哦。好，那我们来看一下。那对，那好，我们也在其他地方看到哈、哦。比如说像这个是在一个钟上刻了两尊佛并坐，双佛并坐。
Also we see some other places, maybe two Buddha sitting next to each other. This is on one belt.
然后这个就是经变。两尊佛坐在一个地方，好，这个就是佛塔。然后你看，这个看要天人这样子进来，这就是云彩，就是天。然后下面其实还有其他的佛，应该是其他的菩萨。
So this on the left, and that is a sutra painting. You can see two Buddha sitting in the middle, and there's also other divas and on the top, and also they're sitting inside a stupa. There's on the bottom, there's bodhisattvas.
不，其实你看这个，哎，对不起，这个这旁边这边也都是很多很多的菩萨。好
，and there's also a lot of bodhisattvas on the side.
那下面这张，我想你应该熟悉了。这是法华，我们华鼓山的法华宗上的双佛并坐。
So the next picture, and you probably are familiar with, and this is carving on the lotus bell in Damajuan Mountain, Taiwan.
你看这两尊佛哈，这尊佛的手印是这样，这尊另外这尊佛的手印是这样，这样 fold hand， 因为这手这样子，所以基本上会认为这个是释迦牟尼佛，这个是。
So these two Buddhas all have a different mudra, and the one on the right and has a mudra of expounding the Dharma, and that's Shakyamuni Buddha. And the one on the left and the hand is a folding hand, and that's Many Jewel Buddha.
然后你看下面这两个象征佛塔，你看到吗？
There's two things on the bottom. It symbolizes stupas.
Okay, 好，所以你会在很多地方看到这样子哈，双佛并坐，说他在云冈，就是在敦煌石窟，甚至云冈石窟都大量的出现，因为它很特殊，很少看，很几乎没有其他的经是两尊佛同时存在一个地方的。
And you can see this very special picture is two Buddhas sitting together. It doesn't describe in any other sutra but Lotus Sutra.
好，另外我们再看另外一个。
Let's see another one.
这个现在在存在，这是隋朝的时候的石刻，存在河南博物馆里面。你看，这还是双佛并坐佛像，这是另外一个。
This is in 河南museum, you can see there's two Buddhas sitting next to each other.
好，因为这个是现在是北魏的时候的作品，它是那个应该是鎏金，鎏金就是用金加了一些其他的合成物放在这个应该是铁的上面吧，流过鎏金之后，现在存在法国巴黎的聚美博物馆，这边是双佛并坐，也代表华华经。
So this piece is stored in a France.Museum, Gourmet Museum, and there's two Buddhas sitting next to each other.
好，那我们给他看一张更精彩的。你看得出来吗？这样在讲什么东西？这个是一个佛塔，这样子这么殊胜庄严的佛塔，双佛在里头，你看出来吗 ？OK， 好。另外呢，这边很多绿色的代表。非常非常非常非常多的山，所以这一个中间这个东西基本是在山的上面，所以我们是他这样描述《华华经》的虚空会。
So next we're going to see this amazing painting, and so you can see in the middle this is a stupa. Inside there, there's two Buddha sitting next to each other.And then on the both side, you can see this green lines, and that means mountains. And this whole thing in the center actually is arising above the mountain and indicates it is floating in the empty space.
好，再看哦，你看像这边后面这边，一尊旁边有一个，一尊旁边有一个，有吗？看到吗？好，这是什么？就是当初多宝佛涌出来之后呢？就是有一个菩萨，宝鸡菩萨说，我希望看看佛是什么样子，对吗？释迦牟尼佛就说，哦，有多宝佛就发愿说，要看我的样子可以，这尊佛的分身佛要全部回来。所以你看这个地方，就是释迦牟尼佛的分身佛回来之后呢，因为释迦牟尼佛不是三遍这个娑婆世界清净吗？八个方向的佛就全部回来之后，那你们看们，你看每一尊佛回来坐在宝狮子座上。旁边有一个侍者，你看出来了吗？所以你看这么多，这么多，这么多，这么多，这么多，这么多，表示释迦牟尼佛的分身佛全部回来了，然后呢，打开了多宝佛头，双佛并坐，看出来了。
So in the back then, there's about 10 of them. 10 means many, many, and in Chinese. And so you can see, and there's a Buddha in the center. And then the next one is a smaller statue. That's a Buddha's servant. And at that time, and they want to see and Shakyamuni Buddha. So all the transformation body of a Shakyamuni Buddha all came back and all show it to many Jewel Buddhas, so and they all there. So this is describing what's in the sutra.
他们有研究，就是说这个释迦牟尼佛的分身佛坐宝狮子座回来哈， 大部分的经变图都画十组，十组就是十个释迦牟尼佛的分身佛，代表十方，十方释迦牟尼佛分身佛回来，所以也代表多，各方都回来了。
So, and, this is a ten of them. And then the people, and, doing some research. And ten means many. And then also, and came from ten directions. And that indicates many and a lot more.
好，我们来再来看这个虚空会。因为华经不是重点是在灵鹫山，对不对？然后多宝佛涌出来之后，不是说就菩萨讲说，哇，看不到呢，佛，你可以把我们都变到虚空，所以全部都到变成虚空会嘛，哈，我想你记得，然后最后又下到灵鹫山上来，这段描述在虚空会上的情形。
So, this is a Buddha expounding Lotus Sutra in Vulture Peak, and it's in the empty space. But people say, I can't see, and so and they all arise in the middle air, in the middle of an empty space, and so everybody can see.And then so, this is described and they are in the space, an empty space. And then later on, they all, come down to a Vulture Peak.
好，那你看，在这个多宝宝旁边，就是其实上是虚空位上有非常多非常多，这是大菩萨，因为你看，菩萨都有背光诶。你看到没有？那个背光，这就是大菩萨。那旁，下面这边有一些声闻、缘觉，他们就比较没有背光在这旁边，甚至这边小小的，好多，好多小的。好，看出来
哈。
Okay.
So, in this painting, and next to the stupa, and there's a lot of mahasavas, and you can see they all have this light, and they all have this halo kind of light on their back. They all indicate they are mahasavas. And then again, on the bottom, and then there's a lot of people, they don't have a light, they don't have a halo. That means Shivaka and Pratyeka Buddhas and all the practitioners on the bottom.
Okay, 所以你看这张图非常的精彩，对吗？很精彩。你们有没有看到这张图？有没有觉得很兴奋？我不知道，我是觉得很兴奋呢。
This is such an amazing painting.
好，那我们再看另外一张，也是讲虚空会。你看哦，就是一个多宝佛塔嘛，出来之后，你看。好庄严的佛塔，有各种东西来装饰，然后双佛并坐，然后旁边有非常多的大菩萨，然后这边有天人，天人，天人，嘿，这样子。
This is another painting described the same floating in the empty space. You see in the center the stupa and two Buddha sitting next to each other, and the stupa is very well adorned.And, on the side, and then you see the Mahasavas. And, then in the air, and it looks like with a cloud, and they are divas.
哦，那这个一尊一尊，这个一组一组一组，就是释迦牟尼佛的分身佛回来了，因为他有宝狮子座，旁边有侍者。
So, and, this, the one and sitting on the cloud actually are the, lion throne seat, and they all, Shakyamuni Buddha's transformation body, and they all came back and to listen to the Lotus Sutra.
Okay, 好，好，这是讲多宝佛。你看哈，像这个，这是在那个云冈石窟，哎，不是云冈，对不起，莫高窟里面的比较上面，就是画在那个天花板那个地方的，你也可以看到，同样可以看到双佛哈，然后非常庄严的这个多宝佛塔，然后呢，上面是大菩萨，下面是天，下面是那些声闻缘觉。
So、this is a painting in the Mogao cave. It's on the ceiling. And then also you can see the stupa in the middle and two Buddhas sitting next to each other. And Mahasavas around it. And on the bottom is Shivaka and Pratyeka Buddha.
所以我用同样的是在莫高窟里面，可是不同的窟里面的呈现出来不一样，表示每一个人根据自己的了解去画那个画像。
I'm showing you many pictures, many paintings of the same Lotus Sutra for this chapter. And that indicates in different people, different painter, and different understanding, they may have a different representations.
好，接着我们来看，你看旁边，我们就把那个大菩萨们的放出来。你看菩萨们的大菩萨，你看菩萨有背光，对不对？然后你看头上头冠好漂亮，然后下面有那个璎珞。璎珞非常的清楚，菩萨有合掌的，各式各样的都有。
This is a close look of those Mahasavas. You can see them, they all have this halo, and then a very detailed description about their crown, and also necklace and different mudras.
很精彩，对不对？非常精彩，好。好，那我下面我们再往下看续品。
Next, we're going to look chapter 1, introduction.
好，这一张图是在一本经卷上的最前面的一张。你可以看到释迦牟尼佛说法的时候，旁边有非常多的大菩萨们一起来出现。这是讲法会。
This is actually painted on the first page of the sutra. So you can see when Buddha expounding the Lotus Sutra and all the Mahasavas here listening the sutras.
好，那我们来看一张。在莫高窟六十一窟的华华经变，你看中间这是佛，旁边有大菩萨，这两个菩萨是谁？不知道。我们一般会是文殊跟普贤，但是不是的，因为普贤菩萨刚开始根本没有出现，普贤菩萨是到最后二十八品他才都跑出来，所以刚开始就有文殊菩萨，有什么弥勒菩萨，还有很多很多的大菩萨。
So, this is in Dunhuang Mo Gao Cave, and you can see, Buddha expounding the Lotus Sutra. So, Shakyamuni Buddha sitting in the middle. And this next to it, and there's two Mahasavas. Normally we're thinking it's Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, and then Bodhisattva, Universal worthed Bodhisattva. But at that time, Bodhisattva Samantabhadra and not appear yet. So we're not going to make some assumption.
你看哦，这个佛上面有那个伞盖，你看到吗？漂亮的伞盖，这是大菩萨才有的。所以你修行越有修行，你的庄严物就越多。
So you can see, and on top of the Buddha, and then those great Mahasava, and they all have this canopy on top of it. And so, and that indicates, and the more you cultivate, the more your cultivation is, and the more this adorned object, and it will appear.
然后你看旁边这边都是大菩萨，大菩萨就有背光嘛，你看到还是一样的，这是大菩萨们。
And then a little lower, you see this Mahasava, and they all have this light and on their head or halo on their head.
那下面有很多声闻、缘觉啊，等等等等，甚至 even 我想飞天啊、天龙八部啊，都在这旁边出现。这是一个法华法会，甚至这边有很多的天人在这边有云彩出现。
So on the bottom, you can see Shivakas, Pariyaka Buddhas, and all different kind of practitioner. And on the side, and there's divas, and then also in color clouds.
但是这张经面不是只有当初的法华法会，你看下面这个地方是讲什么？火宅三车喻，这是代表火，所以这是其中的一品。另外这边是讲什么？化成不是讲那个性解品，就是那个琼子玉，所以你可以看到这张画像里面其实是很多很多的佛经的一个部分一个部分一个部分组成的一张非常大的经片图。
So this is not in the center, and that's what we see. But in more detail, on the bottom, and actually it talk about and the fire is burning three cars and that parables on the bottom, and also on the little on the left corner, and that's talking about the wealthy old man and the Pusan that parables, and there's a lot of hidden story in this painting.
好，我们看另外一张也是这样子描述。你看这边呢，这个描述的是多宝佛。在这个地方出来，然后这是讲法华好会，佛旁边有非常多的大菩萨，然后甚至这旁边讲到那个就是那个性解品，然后呢，这边是火柴三车，有三个车，什么牛呀、鹿车、
羊车
跟马车，牛车在这附近，所以这张图也是在描述法华经里面非常多的品里面的一张非常大的经片图。
So, and this is also the same. In the center, you see the stupa and two Buddhas sitting next to each other. And the, in the front, and Buddhas expounding the Lotus Sutra. And on the left corner, and it talk about the wealthy man and then the Pusan, that parable. And on the right-hand corner, and the fire blazing the house, and then three cars, sheep cart and deer cart, and then ox cart. So this is a very big picture, and then inside there's more chapters in this painting.
好，那因为现在我们的图的解析度很有限啊，所以我们只能这样子看，并不是能看得非常清楚。听说了，听说这上面这都有写字，写字写字画的是什么东西，什么东西，而且它是一块一块一块一块，就是一个故事，一个故事，一个故事，一个故事这样子。
So because we can't really see it very clearly about this entire painting, and from saying it says, and they actually, and on the painting itself has a wording and indicate what a chapter is this and about what stories.
好，下面我们讲第二品叫方便品。
Next, we're gonna see chapter two, expedient devices.
方便品这边呢非常多的内容，那我们取了一小段齁，就说那个时候就很多人来供养舍利塔嘛，就是佛入灭后供养舍利塔。他说呢，供养舍利的时候很多人建各种的塔来供养舍利塔，或是呢有的人用各种的装饰物来供养，比如说灯啊，各种装教，就是在塔的旁边来供养这个塔。甚至于呢在旷野当中你用土堆成一个像庙来供养，也是一个，还甚至有小菩萨孩童们，他开玩笑玩玩的时候，聚弄沙弄成一个塔，这也是一个供养的方式。不管什么方法，他说的这些方法全部都成就佛道。
So chapter two, skillful mean or expedient way, and we only extracting a once more paragraph. After the extinction of those Buddhas.Those who have made offerings to the Sararis, building millions of kind of stupas, made of gold, silver, or of crystal, mother pearl, Carolina, and clear and pure and the most ornate, and work to grace and the stupa, or those who in the barren of waste,have a pile of earth into a Buddha shrine, or even children who at play have piled up sands to make a stupa. All persons such as this have realized the Buddha way.
好，那我们来看一下那个晶片图。你看这张，这张是在莫高窟里面的。你看到，这个就是一个 stupa。好，你看旁边这边有人在拜，你看到吗？用各种方法来礼拜。这边甚至是礼拜顶礼，然后供养东西，这就是一张晶片图。
So you can see this from this sutra painting in Mogao cave. In the center is a stupa, and then people around it and doing all different kind of prostrations and to the stupas, and then also make offerings.
好，另外一张，你看这边哈，这是一个 stupa 嘛，一个塔庙，有人在这边顶礼礼拜，甚至这样子，然后甚至你看到有些小孩子在那边聚沙成塔，你看到吗？非常精彩，我觉得好可爱，聚沙成塔，你看小菩萨在这边玩，他说这些都已成就佛道。
So, and you can see from this sutra painting, and the stupa is on the left, and then people in front of them doing prostrations, and then doing that. And then also, on the lower center here, you see children and at the play, and they use sand to make a stupa. And this, and all will achieve Buddhahood.
你看他小孩子画什么？他穿的像小兜兜这样子，你看到吗？他那个小兜兜，这是代表中国小时候的小孩子穿这样的衣服，还代表小菩萨。哎呀，很有趣。所以为什么这个叫方便品？用各种权巧方便来成就佛道。
So when looking closely and to these kids, and they wear Chinese traditional children's what they wear, and it, to indicate it's little children, and they are playing in the sand and to make a stupa. So in this kind of painting, they use all kind of expedient ways and to expound the Buddha Sutra.
好，这是一品哈。好，我们再随便再讲看譬喻品。譬喻品主要讲什么？火柴三车喻嘛，哈。那我们稍微讲一下那个内容，就说有一个国家里面有一个聚落的地方，有一个大长者，他年纪已经大了，财富很多，有很多的童仆，然后很大，然后那时候呢，有很多人在里面，有一百、两百，甚至五百人住在那个地方。
We talked about chapter parables. Suppose that in a country, a city or a village, there is a great elder, aged and worn, of voluminous wealth, possessing many fields, houses and servants. His houses is spacious and large, having only one door, but with a great many people, 100, 200, even 500 of them, dwelling within it.
然后呢，那个时候呢，因为他的房子都是很旧嘛，哈，那个时候突然有个火起来的时候，然后烧了整个房子到处都是。可是那些小孩子就玩得很开心啊，都根本不管火了，所以呢，他们就担心说，要是小孩子堕了之后会被火所烧。
So its halls and chambers are decaying and old. Its walls are crumbling. The pillars are rotting.At their bases, excuse me, the beams and the rigid poles are toppling dangerously. All at once, throughout the house, a fire breaks out and setting the house ablaze. My son are young and immature and as yet know nothing. Attached to their place of play,And they may fall and then be burned in the fire.
所以接着这个大副长者就用各种方法要想小孩子出来，对不对？他就告诉他说，外面有那个好玩的车子啊，我有羊车啊、鹿车啊、牛车啊，你们赶快出来，这是你们喜欢的，赶快出来吧。听到这样之后，小孩子就冲冲冲冲冲从那个门就出来了。
So, the elder and then try to entice the kids and out of the blazing fire house. So he and telling them, oh, come out quickly. And outside, and there's a cart of a sheep, there's a cart of a deer, there's a cart of an ox. Come out and just get what you like.
好，你看这个图，这个就讲描述这个。你看到、哦、这是个很有钱的，他房子还很多层呢，很多层。然后这边呢。有火，大火在各地上烧起来，然后这边有一些它里面的，包括人啊，包括动物啊，都在里面跑来跑去，然后小孩子在房子里面还玩得很开心，根本就不管了。然后这边只有一个门，然后最后这个长者准备什么？鹿车、羊车、牛车在门外，请他们赶快出来。
So from this painting, you can see this house is big and has many, many layers.But the fire is breaking out fiercely. And so all the animals and the people in the yard, they are running back and forth and trying to escape from the fire. And but in the center of the house, the kids are still at their play and enjoy and didn't really care. And outside, the elder prepare a sheep car, deer car, and an ox car and try to entice them to get out of the house.
我想你读过《好话经》，再看这个图，你就觉得很有感觉哈。对。
So if you ever read about Lotus Sutra and then you see this sutra painting, and then you know you can really sink in.
好，那我们来看，他说，因为这个地方其实我这样已经讲过，主要是因为，那其实描述什么？描述我们这个火灾就是我们的三界。我们三界欲界色界无色界就像三界火灾一样我们随时随地被烦恼所束缚所以我们大家都在三界上觉得很舒服其实佛告诉我们很多方法要出离三界
So this the three realms is the desire realm, form realm and formless realm and this the three realms and there is no peace and they are like a burning house filling with many sufferings and then frightened indeedEven present are the woes of a person, old age, sickness, and death. Fire such as these, raging without cease.
好，那我用一张图，你看，很棒吧？啊， 三界火灾被火烧哈，那这个在里面都没有什么，其实上三界火灾里面有什么都有，对不对？包括我们的贪嗔痴都有嘛哈，我们的烦恼都有，甚至一些十应该说六法界的众生都在这个地方，六法界的众生，所以我们都要怎么样处理？
So you can see this burning house is a great example. And it seems empty, but and has everything in it, greed, hatred, and ignorance, and all the sentient beings of the six realms.
我找到这个图是非常高兴的。
I'm very excited about the burning house as example.
好，你看哈，这个就是三界火灾嘛哈，这是另外一张经变图。这边画的是什么？画这个宅庄里面呢，你看哦。有人跑来跑去，对不对？然后有各种的什么蜈蚣啊、蛇啊，各种。然后这边有火在烧，然后再跑来跑去，不晓得怎么处理，代表三界火灾。
So there's another picture and describe this burning house. And then you can see some snake and a centipede on the ground. And then they all try to escape the fire.
Okay, 好。所以我想。就这样子你就看懂看懂那个图就懂意思了。好，我们现在看下面一张。然后另外三界火灾里面还有一个叫三车一车玉，然后我这个长者呢就用三种车诱引他的孩子出来嘛，有羊车，你看这边有只羊吗？脚羊车，这是鹿的很多脚的鹿车，还有牛车。所以根据不同的根性众生给不同的佛法，比如说你是听四圣谛的就是声闻，你去观十二因缘的就是缘觉，然后你修六度波罗蜜的就是菩萨，所以不同的人不同的根器给他不同的法，羊车鹿车牛车代表的，但是最后讲法华经的时候告诉所有众生，这都是化成哦，最后你要到什么唯一佛圣，就是给他一个大白牛车。
So you can see in this example, and you can see sheep car, deer car, and then ox car. And based on your karmic roots, and then I give you a different kind of teaching. And if you like in four noble truths, and then your shvakas, and then if you like in the 12 dependent origination, you may be Bodhiyaka Buddha. And if you like a six paramita, and then you like to practice Bodhisattva path, and based on your karmic roots, and then and provide you in different means.
好，我想我下面这几张呢，我想要跳过，就是讲说有羊车、鹿车，那个牛车。好，我想你看看就好了。我重点是讲最后一张，这张叫做大白牛车。大白牛车表示什么？就我们天台宗啊，选手都就讲说，他说大白牛车表示唯一佛圣，所以最后的时候我们是三圣归一圣，就是唯一佛圣。
So I'm going to skip some the car, but I want to emphasize with this gray white ox car. And this gray white ox car, it means the one and only Buddha vehicle. And that means united in three different vehicles into one.
好，那下面我要讲进入一下叫性解品第四，主要是讲什么佛跟佛子。好，然后讲说他讲描述是说，他说我现在佛前了，就是这个穷子啊，刚开始是去那边，本来在外面看嘛，看到说哇，这是个大宅地啊，他都不敢进去啊。后来呢，那个家里的那个长者，他看到说，哎，这是我的孩子，把他抓进来。结果他的仆人就很粗鲁把他抓进来后，这个穷子吓到吓昏了，昏倒了。就他们给他泼水之后，醒来之后，他就说我没有犯什么罪，你为什么抓我？就放他走吧。走了之后，然后请人家慢慢把他哭进来，让他。来在家里面练习除分，除分就是除烦恼。好，那最后他在家里就工作了几十年之后，有一天这个长者跟他讲说，其实你是我的孩子。他说呢，你其实上是我失散多年的孩子。后来这个穷子就讲说，啊，我今天在佛前听到这个阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心的这个法，我非常的欢喜，从来没有听过。
So we're going to talk about chapter 4, Belief and Understanding. And it talk about this wealthy elder, he has a son. And when the son is a younger age and he escaped from home, and then he become beggar all over the place. And then one day, and the elderly actually seen the son and saying, oh, this is my son. So, and he, the servant went to get the son and back to the house. But they using a very rude manner and then so the son actually got scared and then fainted. And after he woke up and he said, I didn't do anything wrong. Why you take me into this place? So let me go. So and they actually let him go. And then later on and ordered a servant and to get him. And the servant was acting like a beggar. And so get the son into the house and they doing the cleaning of fishes, that kind of job. Cleaning fishes is really indication of a get rid of vexations. So gradually he become familiar the operation in the house one day when all the cause and condition ripes and then the elderly let him know you're actually my son. And so, and then here, and then saying, now in the presence of the Buddha, having heard him bestow upon the sound of a sound hearer of the Anuttara Samyaksambodhi prediction, our hearts rejoice enthusiastically and we obtain what we never have had.
其实我们就是这个离散，是佛离散多年的这个穷子嘛，哈。我们在六道中轮回，好欢喜哈。可是佛就告诉我们有好多方法，告诉我们回来怎么样去除我们的烦恼，最后回归佛道。
Actually, we are the long lost son of a Buddha, and then Buddha and provide us many way and to depart from the sixth round of samsara, and currently we really enjoy and going through the samsara and happily, and but Buddha provides any means to get out the samsara.
好，我们来看这张经变图。你看这张哈，这是一个非常有钱人家的宅地，这么大一片。你看那个城郭非常的漂亮，然后中间这个人穿的非常的豪华，路程这个就是长者，他非常的有钱，他的朋友都有上至国王到乞丐。所以他穿得非常的舒适，然后旁边你看好多宰官啊都来跟他这样子，你看了，然后这个就是一个穷子站在门外在那边看，所以这个讲是讲穷子语。
So you can actually see the painting right in the center. You see this elderly, and he dressed in a very luxury, and his friend and can up to the emperor and even down to beggars. And then you see all this official and then bowing to him. And then far on the left and out of the door, that's his son and looking inside from outside.
好，这就是讲他这张，这是另外一张哈。他同样的方法，你看描的穿得非常的舒适，这个是长者，他的大漂亮的房子，然后旁边是穷子，这样子。
And another painting is similar. The elder, the rich elder, standing in the middle, and his poor son is standing on outside the door.
然后上面这边哈，这是另外一品，我们再往下来看。好，那这个就是另外一个，在晚唐的时候的石窟里面画，你看，这个是这个长者非常的有钱，然后住在这个这么漂亮的房子里面，穿的这么，旁边有人在给他礼拜，好，你看到吗？哈，然后他的房子非常漂亮，然后你看他还有马厩哦，后面还有田块啊，这样子，然后这个穷子闷绝屁地倒在地上，然后甚至可以看到这穷子在那边，人家教他怎么样去喂马、除马粪，就是讲就描述这个一段，这个也就是讲性洁癖。
And then also this painting, and you can see the elder is in the center, and then the people doing the prostration to him, and outside, and he has all different field, has ox, and inside, and there's horses, and then also feet, and outside is a field. And then on this small corner, actually his poor son was fainted on the ground. And little to the left, and can see they teaching the son and how to take care of the horse and clean the horse feces. And this is the painting described that.
Okay. 很有趣齁，非常有趣。好，再来我们来看一下药草一品。这个是讲什么？讲说三草二木嘛，哈。他说所有的众生呢，根据不同的根性，分成有三个草跟两个木，哈，就是有声闻缘觉嘛，哈，然后有大三根、小根性。他说一切众生听到我的佛法，随他的根性所受的东西是不一样的。有的人呢，在人天是首轮圣王，甚至像诸王示范诸王，他是小药草。
So this is three kind of herb and then two kind of wood. And so three kind of grass is talking about Shivaka, Pratyeka Buddha, and Bodhisattva. And two wood is talking about two different kind of Bodhisattvas. And so all living beings who heard my Dharma receive it according to their power and dwell on various level. They may dwell among humans or devas, of a wheel-turning sage king, chakras, and the Brahma kings, and they are the small herbs.
人天的是属于小药草嘛，哈，好。然后下面啊讲说，就是能够知无漏法啊，起六神通啊，得三明的，这个是中药草，这是圆觉。
So those who know non-outflow Dharma, those who can attain Nirvana and giving rise to six spiritual penetration and attain the three clarities, dwelling alone in mountain growth and even practicing Chan Samadhi, attaining certification to condition enlightenment, those are the middle-sized herb.
好，另外呢，要讲说求怎么样当佛，然后精进定，这是上药草。
Those who seek the place of the world honor one, saying we will become Buddhas, and vigorously practicing concentration, these are the superior herbs.
要是他能够进一步专心佛道，常行慈悲，自知可以做佛，决定无疑，这叫小树。
Further, those disciples of the Buddha who turn their minds to the Buddha way, always practicing compassion, knowing they will become Buddhas. For sure, without doubt, these are called the small trees.
好，那我们还有大树哦。假如说你能够安住在神通中不退转，这个大菩萨们称为大树。
Those who dwell in spiritual penetrations, turning the irreversible wheel, saving limitless hundreds of thousands of millions of living beings, such bodhisattvas as this are called great trees.
然后就说，我们听到佛的教法，就好像这个佛一味的雨水洒下来之后，众生随他的根性不同，所受的不同，像草也是一样。木头也是一样，你根据自己中的根性得到不同的东西。
The Buddha speaks equally, like the rain of a single favor, and according to the living beings' nature, and they receive it differently, just as those herbs and the trees each receive a different measure.
好，那我们来看一下那个经变图。你看下这张图上，这个就是我们刚刚看到那个聚沙佛塔，对不对？哈。可这个图会共用什么？你看哦，上面都是乌云密布，你看到吗？密布。然后呢，这边呢，这个雨滴滴下来了，大滴小滴滴下来。然后在下面呢，有草啊，有小树啊，还有大树啊。那这张图虽然画作叫雨中根座，其实表示说这个佛法一下来的时候，不同的根器的众生吸到不同的雨水。
So this painting, you can see on the very top is a dark cloud all over the place, and then rain down, and big drop rain, small drop rain, and then you see a different kind of herb, and small herb, and middle size, and then a big herb, and then small tree, and big tree. And this is showing, and they're working on the field in the rain.
好，所以你要对佛经不了解，你看这个东西你没办法知道它的意思，可是代表就是这个样子。所以就像一样，大家都来这边听经，每个人听到都不一样嘛，齁。
So if you don't understand the content of a Lotus Sutra, and this picture doesn't really mean much to you, and so just like everybody and came to listen to the lecture, and whatever you gain will be different.
好，下面我谈一下，好像这个就是你看乌云密布齁。画得非常漂亮的，然后 雨下来了，大滴小滴的雨水就这样下来了，对。
So this is a closer look, and this is a dark cloud all over the place, and big drop of rain, small drop of rain, and on the small grass, the medium grass, and large grass.
好，下面我讲另外一品化成一品，我不讲内容，可是你可以看到化成一品就意思是说有一个导师他很聪明，然后大家都希望到五百游行的外面的地方去 去找他珍贵的东西。这导师带大家去，经过一点，他就告诉大家怎么走，怎么走，怎么怎么走。可他走到最后觉得累了，不想走了，怎么办？那可是导师讲说要往前走啊，大家都累了。他说好好好，来，这个地方呢是我准备的城，大家都进来休息吧。那就是一个化城，大家到那边休息了。好，那我们来看一下这张镜片图。
So, the story of this chapter is this very small guy and tell people in some distance and there's a lot of treasure and he know how to get there and he is the leader to get people to go there. So and just follow him and he guide people to there and then after a while and the people become very tired, exhausted and they don't want to go further anymore. But the guys keep saying keep going, keep going. So but the people cannot go any further. And then he said, okay, and then this a city and what I prepare, so everybody come in and to take a rest.
好，你看齁，这个地方呢，这个一重一重一重一重叫做千山万水。你看到吗？一座山一座山一样叫做千山万水，表示走的非常多的路，从这边就这样一直走走走走走过来。
So you can see on the top, the layers and layers and layers of mountain, or thousand layers of mountain means a lot of long distance, and there's a lot of body of waters, and that means really, really far. And so people climbing up and down the mountain and then go through all the waters, and then go to very, very far distance to get the treasure.
你看他们从这边走过来，对不对？没有人在这边休息，然后这边这样，等一下这个我把我放大跟大家看更有趣，然后最后来到这个地方说好就进来进来，这个就是一个化城，大家可以来这边休息，漂亮的城在这个地方哦，这个就是讲表示化城。
And among all the mountains and the waters, and you can see a lot of people resting in between, and then people really tired, and then right in front of this transformation city, and let's go in to take a rest.
好 ，OK， 你看哦。那当然讲什么？讲是一直是说，好，等一下我们再讲好了。然后你看这张，这个叫走过千山万水。
You see, this layers of mountains is a lot of water. It's really long journey of a travel.
这张更有趣，叫累得人仰马翻。
And this is literally, it is so tired, and then the people and then horse all flop down on the ground.
你会觉得很欢喜吗？很有趣，对不对？真的累得人仰马翻了。
Isn't that interesting? And that tells you how exhausted they are.
OK， 好，来，我们看另外一张哈，这张讲，这个其实是刚刚的画，这上面这个地方，这个就是讲这个，然后这边是这个是画成嘛哈。我要跟大家讲的意思是说，这个时候呢，他们用这个叫石青。跟石绿的石头的石，青色的青，石头神绿色的绿，石青石绿哈，在唐朝的时候是一种画画的材料，他们就用石头去磨出来的，所以根据这样子，他们就知道说这个画是唐朝的时候的画的镜片图。
So you can see the transformation city is on the top right and then the people, there's a lot of full of mountains and there's a lot of people and traveling and tired. And in the majority color in this is kind of greenish and turquoise. And this is a very specific painting material in the Tang Dynasty. And the stone, actually the color is greenish and turquoise. And they grind it into the powder and then paint it on the painting. So because of that, and that's the indication of this painting is belong to Tang Dynasty.
好，那也代表是说，在修行过程当中，五百由行就是你的佛成就佛道的地方。三百由行可能你是用各种方法，比如说我是修一下声闻啊，修一下缘觉啊，这样子就好了。就是那就是化成。好，好，那我要讨论一下生活当中什么是化成。
So in your real life, what is the transformation city?
好。我记得以前在大学教书的时候呢，我看到学生呢从大学毕业之后就是考研究所，我就问他说你为什么考研究所，他说因为学长叫我去考，他考我也就去考了，不晓得自己的目标在哪里，但就是反正就躲进去嘛，因为没有办法面对外面的环境嘛，就稍微躲进去一下，其实那个对他们来说那个研究所就是化成了。
So, and when I was in college, and I see a lot of college grad, and they cannot facing the challenge in the society. And so, and then they decide to go to a grad school. And you ask them, why do you go to grad school? Oh, because everybody does, and so I do that. So the grad school, it become their transformed city. They're hiding right in there.
好，那就像我们好了，我们要修成佛道当中，你会觉得说，哇，三奇百劫，要修到什么时候啊？大家都在摇头嘛，哈。可是现在有一个方法啊，有一个横超三界的方法，到哪里？到西方极乐世界，对吗？去西方极乐世界，你不是去成佛哈，去那边去修行，好好修行，然后再最后一者，你到一生补处，还度娑婆，然后度众生就直接成佛。所以对我们来说，西方极乐世界其实就是一个化尘。
So look at us now, and we study Buddhism, and then we need to go through hundreds of kalpas and to achieve Buddhahood, and then also, and there's an expedient way, and expedient way is to go to Western Pure Land, and Western Pure Land, and then there, and you take a rest and study in Buddhism and more, and then practice, and then when you're ready to come back back to the Saha world and to deliver other sentient beings, so. So Western Pure Land in the way is the transformed city to us.
但是我要问的另外一个问题是，化成一品，它到底在表达什么东西？
But I want to ask you, what does this meaning, the true meaning, and of the analogy of the transformed city?
表达的是一个观念叫精进，精进。你纵使在成佛路上、学佛路上非常的辛苦。休息之后，最后不要忘记，还是要精进，持续往前走，最后才能够成就佛道。
Diligence. Diligence is really the analogy of the transformed city. And regardless and how much challenge and how much difficulty in the path of achieving Buddhahood, and diligence is the driving force and keep you going.
我其实准备很多，但是我看时间不够了，我要最后直接跳到我的 conclusion， 比较快。OK， 好，我的 conclusion， 今天其实我还讲了很多，还包括什么观世音菩萨普门品，非常的精彩，好精彩。但是现在我想时间不够了，不好。我要讲的是，这本是我们的人生杂志《法经寻宝趣》。我就是买了这本之后，我就发现非常有趣，《法华经》里面内容非常的丰富，嘿，好。然后我也看到师父的一个记子，应该讲说，我自己读《法华经》之后，就发现《法华经》里面把时间空间打破之后，我回来看经变的时候，发现也是可以这样子的，打破时间跟空间。我们从这个时候，我们不是只有现在读《法华经》，我们可以拉到时间跟空间，跟2000多年前的河西走廊的那一群人，他们的经变上整个连上关系的。你就发现说学佛的路上其实不是只有当下，是很漫长的一条路，所以我也鼓励自己说要不断的不断的不断不断，这是个化神，也要精进精进。所以看到师父这个戒指，不爱生命，但行无上道啊，太好了，这也就是我自己给自己的鼓励，也希望也是给你的一点鼓励。好。
That magazine is Humanity magazine, and I bought this particular one, and then the title is really impressed me, and go find the treasure map in the Lotus Sutra, and so in this path of learning Buddhism, and from this, and we can actually and break the time and space, and regardless in the 2000 years ago in Hershey corridor and people how people studying Buddhism and people and spreading the Dharma, and now we learning the Buddhism, and regardless and how difficult it is and this and that, and this is the only transformation city, and I will keep and diligently and keep going to learn Buddhism, and this is what and Shi Fu and said, and no cherish but not cherishing body of or life itself, but caring only for the supreme path. So this is the encouragement to myself and also encouragement to all of you.
好，以上供养大众，阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。